When the author of Porcelain on Steel, Donna McAleer, signed a copy of her book to me, she wrote, "Perhaps some of these stories will give you a bit more insight into the women of West Point." This Park City author, a West Point graduate, a retired Army officer, and a former director of the People's Health Clinic, has written a book which follows 14 women who entered West Point at various times from 1979 to 2006. The book was awarded the 2010 Gold Medal by the Military Writers Society of America, and yes, it does give the reader insight into the lives of the 14 women who are profiled in this groundbreaking book. Duty, honor, country are the qualities that comprise the creed of the United States Military Academy. As the reader follows the academic training and careers of the women in Donna's book, one begins to see how their lives were shaped by the ideals that they embraced with the military curriculum. In her own words, Brigadier General Heidi Brown, Class of 81, on duty, quote, "It was an incredibly difficult period. There were three deaths of great importance to me in just a few months, yet there was no time to grieve and reflect on any of them. I had more than 2,000 soldiers in my direct command and thousands of others who would need the coverage and protection of our air and missile defense systems," end of quote. In her own words, Lissa Young, Class of 86, on honor, quote, "We are afraid to challenge the assumptions of our institutions even as we respect their foundations. A notable example of our failure is the unwillingness to lift the unconstitutional and incoherent policy that prohibits homosexuals from serving openly in our armed forces. The irony is that the military places a high value on integrity and honor, yet undermines these values by forcing and encouraging soldiers to lie about their personal lives," end of quote. In her own words, First Lieutenant Sarah Gerstein, Class of 2007, on country, quote, "With the deaths of graduates in Iraq and Afghanistan, the number of people we knew who were dying was increasing. Plebe and yearling year, we did not know those killed. The announcements just got harder to listen to and seemed to be coming more frequently. It helped many of us focus differently. Each time we heard, 'Please give your attention to the first captain,' the prevailing thought was, 'Is it going to be someone I know?'" End of quote. Donna McAleer's book, Porcelain on Steel, has a strong appeal to me. Growing up in a time when many institutional doors were closed to women, I've cheered the accomplishments of today's women who are able to reject stereotypical roles assigned to them in the past and move into positions of leadership through ability and hard work. If you are looking for a holiday gift that is a good read and truly inspirational for today's woman, this is the one. Or if you are looking for something to read on a snowy Park City evening, go to the library and check it out. This is Barbara Svoboda for Friends of the Library.